Blog Talk Radio. ever I'm alone with you. You make me feel like I'm home again whenever I'm alone with you.
You deserve, promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah.
Hello, for real? Are you muted?
Yes, I was muted. I was going in. You should have heard my radio voice, girl. It was going down. I was smooth and everything. I was real smooth with it, too. How you doing, Miss Pearlie?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm chilling. I think I'm chilling a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that was a great save, though, Miss Pearly. let me repeat what I was saying. I was like, hey, what it do, what it do, what it do, what's going on out there in Radio Land? This is your boy, For Real, the Poet, and I'm chilling, and you're at the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. What I'm supposed to say after that? Network, your next phase in online radio, your poetry outlet for pleasure and poetry, if poetry be your pleasure. Yeah, I was saying all that, Miss Pearly. Okay, how many mics am I on?
It did sound good.
You know what?
It sounded good.
You know what? I got to tell you all behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? There's some stuff going down up in here in Radioland. Hey, let's bring in our boy, Poetic. Let's see what's like, I guess, is it? Yeah, Poetic.
I mean, I kind of feel left out. Y'all having all this fun and I ain't get my mic unmuted. I mean, really? Really? This what we doing? This what we doing?
Bro, I don't even know what's going on.
Remember to unmute you. He ain't unmute himself.
I ain't unmute me. I ain't unmute Miss Pearly. She just stepped right in. So, you know what I'm saying?
Good.
Yeah.
Hey,
man. Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk is doing its thing up in here. Oh, they having a party, and we weren't even invited. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so hey, man. Hey, what a shout out to our sister up in here, the one and only, essentially, Janice. What's up, baby love? What it do?
Hi,
Janice. Yeah, hey, baby girl. I was going to say, join her on the event page. I didn't even create one. I was lazy this week. I said, the hell. I said, they want to be involved. They need to just call into the show. You know what I'm saying? But what's up, Shawnees? What it do? Safe travels to Miss Rain, who is always on the highway some damn way.
Yeah.
And shout out to the rest of Epiphany Radio. What it do, everybody involved. Shout out to the listeners, the callers, the family, everybody like this. Safe travels on your way to wherever it is you're going. Prayers to the families of everyone, you know. For whatever reason, just simply prayers going out to everybody like that. Prayers of safety, prayers of comfort, protection, and all those good things. I just felt a need that I had to say those things, you know what I'm saying? And it comes from our heart. It comes from our heart straight to you guys, you know what I'm saying? Hey, how's your weekend been? How was everybody's weekend?
It's pretty good, bro. Pretty good. Me and the kids had a good time, you know?
That's what's up.
I crochet. How
about you, Michelle? Oh, my.
I crochet. Gotta make
that
things.
Sounds pleasurable. That sounds pleasurable.
Don, yeah, you crochet.
For me, it is.
Crochet, right?
I sure do. Make anything.
Can you crochet?
Yep.
Can you crochet me an Optimus Prime helmet, hat with the mask and
I sure can.
All right. Let me know what my fee going to be.
I got you.
yes, Danielle, putting a thing out there. You got to start posting that stuff, girl, that you be doing out there.
I am.
You got to start getting
there. I've asked my customers to take pictures of what it is that they get from me, and I never get a picture. I'm going to just start taking pictures of the stuff before I sell it and give it to him.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, Van. Look,
yes,
man,
sir,
we need an early rundown of the shows, bro.
Okay, yeah, man. Got you. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday nights, the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, it's the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Express Your Vibe with your host, Miss VIP. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy, y'all, with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Monday night, next Monday night, supposed to be Raw with Rain, but stay tuned.
Whoa!
For real, got that echo. He wanted to hear me echo, bro. Hear me
echo.
For real.
I warned y'all ahead of time.
Oh, God.
Do it, bro. You got me. You got
hey,
me.
Man, look, I warned y'all ahead of time. Baby, baby. Hey, listen. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Look, we're going to be right back after this. Hold on tight, y'all.
Slow dancing to the ocean away under a half-baked full moon. So secure, if we stayed here forever, we still would have to go and leave too soon. But it's all just a dream.
Oh, just Yeah. It's Chuck, Charles, Charlie. And I was just sitting here, flickering my fingers and shit, not doing nothing, not doing my sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And, you know, then I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all that. And I said, check out there. What the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry as spoken word, where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut shit, Chuck, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit, you know, with the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck, Charlie, Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Epiphany Radio, the Formula fucking entertainment network and shit.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe, baby. Yeah,
welcome back to something. I don't know what we in right now.
You know, Charles said that, telling me, you know what I'm saying, Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Baby. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Hey, yo, check this out, Mr. Poetic.
What
I got
you,
some
bro?
Phrases. I got some phrases for your blazers tonight, baby. Mm.
Okay. I'm always up for the challenge,
I got some
bro.
Phrases for you. I got some phrases right. for you up in here. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. We're going to go into that early like we did the last time we did it. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm just going to ask you guys, do you have something that you want to get off your chest over here at the Soul Cafe? Do you have something that you would like to put in that bowl, that neo-soul? Mm-hmm. I mean.
I got a little something.
Miss Danielle, did you finish that piece you was working on earlier?
No, but I still want to read it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. She is bold, ain't she, Mr. Poetic?
Yes, sir, she is bold now.
I'm bold.
Well, I mean in a positive way.
Okay. I'll take that.
You know? You said you got a piece that you haven't finished and you're ready to produce it. You're ready to put it out there is what I mean like that. You know what I'm saying? And being that you're at the Soul Cafe where we pick up our pens at, that piece should be finished. How about that?
No, it isn't. There's so much more that needs to be told in it.
I'm going to mess with you right now. I'm going to throw you under the bus. You should be able to finish that piece by the next time the next song is over with. You know what I'm saying, Van?
Oh, you gonna do me like that?
No, I'm not gonna do that though. I just wanted to mess with you. I know your eyes went up bright. You know, eyebrows went up in the head.
A little bit.
Okay, I know your temperature went up. I ain't gonna mess with you too much because you know people be talking about your attitude and stuff like that. You have anger issues and things like that up in here. But I don't believe them. It's not like I believe them. But if anybody's gonna mess with you, it'll be Poetic because I ain't got the time and day for all that. So, Miss Pearly,
yeah,
are you ready to give us that piece? I'm not even going to call it that unfinished piece, but that piece that you've been working on. I know you've been working on it diligently. I know you want to finish it, but I know you that you don't want to rush it because from what I heard, it's a dynamic piece, beautiful flowing and everything. And that type of piece, well, real personally myself, I would want to take my time with it. I have an unfinished piece as well that I was going to read on here. So I understand how you feel, but something told me, no, Larry, you're not finished. Plus, I got this feeling that I might want to do that piece that I'm working on as a collab because I got some ideas when I was writing it, and I think I might make it into a collab, you know, so I'm not going to perform that piece. I'm going to hold on to it for a little bit longer. But if you're willing to share your piece, I'm going to simply say to you that the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is untitled as well as unfinished. Okay. She wears her hair wild like a modern-day feral child. Her mind is sharp and her words are precise. But her lips are soft and utter warmth across them to cause no harm. If you listen, you can almost hear a secret the angels whisper to her. Her heart is guarded because she's lost it to a fight for love one too many times, leaving her to deal with inner turmoil and suffering, but never locked off from love. And when happy, she glows as if a bottled constellation lives within her skin. She's never been the frail, fair maiden waiting for the knight to slay the dragon. She doesn't need to be rescued. She's wild at heart, and she's the empress from whom the slayer gets permission to hunt in her realm. And though she's mastered pretending, she's healed now, and all the broken pieces have been mended. And that's that piece.
Wow, Miss Pearly, thoughts on it for Poetic?
Hey, man, I thought it was deep, very loving. It had a little bit of sappiness to it.
Yes,
it's very, very sappiness. You know, we start talking about the constellation and all of that kind of stuff. No, but I really enjoyed this piece, though. I can't wait to hear the finished product. But so far, what I've heard is in my Danielle's voice, delicious.
Yes. Hey, Van, you forgot to say hi to Danielle. I just realized that. You want to go back and rekindle that?
Let's rewind.
Yeah, rewind that. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. How you doing?
Hey, Darnell.
For real, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing good. I just wanted to get that part. I miss Van saying that. I didn't get to hear him say that tonight. You know, that usually lights my candle, you know what I'm saying, when he says
aww.
Hi to me.
Candles.
Hi. Okay, yeah, okay, now. Oh, that piece right there, you know, it's something about that piece. I can't put my finger on it. It's almost a little bit, I keep forgetting the word. Remember when we were doing the King James type poetry?
Oh, the archaic language.
That's the word I was looking for. It's a little archaic, but not using the archaic language. It's a tone by that. Maybe it's a few of the words that you use when you said maiden and things of that nature, realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. You know, that's my genre. I love that type of poetry. And it has that type of flavor to it. I can't wait to hear the finished product myself. You know, it's very smooth, and it pulls you in as you go along. We go along with you with that piece. So I'm looking forward to hearing the finished product. And I would suggest that you don't rush that either. Let the spirit move you with move your pen. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like you're trying to go to some place very deep within yourself with this writing.
Mm-hmm.
I can sense
that. Thank you.
So don't rush that. Don't force the words, you know. Let your spirit move and finish with that piece. I loved it.
Thank you. And I definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you cheated a little bit, too.
Oh, how did you cheat?
You started off early tonight. You started off early. You see that, man? I caught one.
I see it, man. I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
Head trauma.
Oh, here we go. I'm not calling anything.
Head trauma forthwith.
Mm-hmm.
Head trauma forthwith.
Oh, Lord. He's really pushing up tenacious. Okay, well, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm not going to bother you right now. I have something worse than a head trauma, but I'm not going to call it. I'm going to save it for a rainy day. Well, poetic.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you ready to turn loose? You ready to add something to this stew that we got brewing up in here in the Soul Cafe?
Yeah, I do. You all know John Wick, right? You know John Wick. Everybody knows John Wick.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, there was a scene in the movie where they had John Wick, you know, tied to the chair and asked him all these questions. And it seemed like they was going to off the brother, but the brother was so cocky and so confident. He's like, you know, up until now, I really hadn't answered the question, but yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. So the title of my piece is called He's Back.
The mic is yours.
Buried underneath pain lies this genetic makeup of a man slain by the normalcy of life's abundant death blows, just to be rediscovered in his shows, the monument of his character, when the layers are peeled back to uncover just what's been hidden for so many years, drowning in so many tears, running from love like passion through hell with hot gasoline drawers on, like trying to find the intensity that once burned in my eyes that filled with lust just for her. And I learned a lot about me during my hibernation period, that the Wolverine hiding inside of me needed a nod, needed a budge to break free from his pestilent cocoon and emerge as a savage beast feasting on carnal flesh. And soon the world will see the berserker rage in his eyes, to understand he is not to be messed with, and his eyes will tell a gruesome story while he growls and gnashes teeth, giving way to victory. That was what set out to destroy him, only made him stronger, and him being made of flesh with this amazing healing factor took longer to heal than usual, see, because his former benefactor thought they took out his soul and left him for dead. But instead, they created this beast with retroactive claws called writing instruments filled with fluid managing flaws. Oh, you ask where he's been? Just know he's back from the dead and ready to be seen. In peace.
Oh, my. Oh, oh, mercy. Oh, Miss Pearly.
Yo.
What in the hell?
Hi, Wolverine. Damn. You coming out like that? I don't even want to be in the same vicinity. I'll just sit back.
What the hell?
And
what's going
watch.
On in here?
That piece was pretty deep.
I was just joking.
You was angry when you wrote it. Well, it sounds like you didn't
anger
came out on top. The Wolverine coming out for real. So that piece was pretty deep. I liked it though. Damn,
thank
a little
you.
Scary. But it was good. For real.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what? In the beginning, I was stuck on the word drawers, he said. You know, you're talking about the drawers. And I asked myself, I said, is it drawls or drawers? I don't know. Is it drawls or drawers? But I was stuck on that for a while. I was lingering on. And then the more angry he became, I started paying attention to the words and stuff like that. He said another word in there that was like real crazy exponential. He said some crazy shit up in there. But what I want to concentrate on was his performance of it. He was really hype.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that level. And he was meaning what the hell he was saying. You know what I'm saying? He was really hype. I was like, ooh. I wasn't ready, but I'm glad that he did that because that warmed me up a little bit because I might have to act like him a little bit in here when it's time for me. But that was dope, man. Let me ask you this.
Thank you, bro.
Because you mixed that up with the John Wick and you made it about Wolverine. Where
go
were
deeper.
You? What,
go deeper.
What place
go deeper.
In your mind? Go deeper? Oh, I ain't gonna go there,
go
man. One of them may be listening if it's about one of your ex-wives. But
go deeper.
y'all
deeper than your ex-wives?
If you really want to get into it, the piece is actually being ready for love again.
See, now you're gonna make me want to hear it again.
That's really
I got
what the piece
there. About. I got that.
I'm going to have to listen to that again. I hate when that happens. Okay, go ahead, bro. All right. You went deep up in that thing.
I was angry when I wrote because as a man, we're often told that we don't need love or love is not for us and. But there's this part of us that yearns for love. There's this part of us that wants to be loved. There's a part of us that enjoys it. So, you know, after I even talked about in the piece, after being away for so long, after being buried in the pain and in the tears.
Come on,
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm almost ready. I'm almost
go
ready.
Go ahead, boy.
Back.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Because I love my kids. I need that kind of love. What you mean?
You love your kids.
Dude, can I ask y'all something? Hello.
Go ahead.
I have my hands up.
Can I ask y'all something?
Who is telling you, gentlemen, that you don't need love and stuff like that? Who is saying this to you guys?
Man, listen. The world tells us every day. The world tells us every day.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to say my answer would have been society.
Yeah,
okay.
Every day.
Okay.
They tell you in all forms, all different forms. They tell you subliminally. It's made up for us not to even concentrate on that. It's so hard. So many other factions of our lives become so hard, and it's like, you know, almost like they want us weakened to that.
Right.
They want us weakened to the family principle as well.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't, it's such a funk that we can't concentrate on family or love relationships, positives, anyway.
Mm-hmm. You know, about think about this. When you're watching TV, how many self-care commercials do you actually see that are geared towards men other than Old Spice? But they're quick to give us cigars and booze.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
So you say some consciousness in there and all stuff. All right. That's what's up. Thank you,
man. You don't even see any more. You don't even see any more underwear commercials, man. They ain't trying to tell us no Hanes or Fruit of the Loom or
nothing.
They don't give a fuck if we buck naked, bro.
I mean, I be
seeing
the women in the bathtubs, and it's all soothing and relaxing. Yeah, I like baths. I like the bubbles.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, damn. Yo, you're trying to spread your hypeness to us all, man. I got kind of hype right here. What are you talking about? We both be talking about love, too. But it was hype love. He said he's ready. Whatever brings him back, whatever brought the man back, hey, look, that's it. In peace. Oh, man, you surprised me on that one, bro.
Thank you, bro. What about you, bro? What you got for us tonight?
I don't even feel like doing my piece right now, bro.
Nah, bro. Uh-uh.
Always trying to escape.
I feel like changing it. I want to do something sappy. All right. Well, I'm going to do what I have prepared. I don't know if I can get the energy up. I'm going to be really honest with you. You took my energy, bro.
Get it back, bro. Get it back.
I got to have energy to do these pieces. All right, hold on. Okay, hold up. Let me clean my glasses real quick. I'm seeing in 3D right now. All right, I'm about to get into my piece. I'm going to try to do it. I'm really not feeling it. I feel lackadaisical. I feel like too... I'm in a somber mode. I'm in a soft
falling.
Mode right now.
He's falling.
He's falling.
No, I'm falling. All right, let me see. What's the name of this thing? Okay. I think the name of this, I'm not sure what I named it. Usually it's the first line, and that's that piece. So that being, it would be called Lonely World Sing. All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Lonely World, sing me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of the day, the loneliness, the dark despair, hopelessness. Sing me a song written by someone who cares, someone who has a voice that'll change this world. So many starving, physically starving, spiritually lacking. Lord, we are hungry. The voice of the children sing, Lord, feed me. Something to eat. There are those who sit up high on hills made of ivory. Yet, we sleep on floors bearing splintered boards underneath. Misery runs like misguided rodents seeking cheese beneath me. Feed me. Feed me. Tattered are the clothes I wear. Sorrow paints it, hardship pictures in the eyes that our parents bear. Sleep grants no rest from the tears they cry. The sad songs they sing, they hum, not wanting us to hear these saddened songs of poverty, homelessness in this great country. Struck by it were we way before this pandemic, yet we dreamed on. We've been starving, no food to eat, water we've been drinking, water we drink when it rains, wounds we heal, Lord, by your son's rays, praying on better days. Better days, better ways, better vision to see, better weather. Give us a better song to sing. Poverty moves uncast, overcast like dark clouds of misery. There is no photosynthesis here. Photosynthesis, plants won't grow here.
There is nothing that will bloom here. The thorns of poverty rest in decadence. Once fields fertile and green, now empty sit lots from block to block for miles. Unclean and broken promises reign supreme. Nothing grows here but despair. In a pile lie the vials, discarded syringes littered. They lay scattered in the many closed playgrounds. No swings, just a lone chain thing hanging down, waiting on change. Thirsty, we waiting on rain. Hungry, we waiting on thee. Feed us hope, feed us prosperity. Dream on to wake one day to better days. Sing me a song. Lonely world, sing my favorite song. Wash away the haze of today, the loneliness, the dark despair, the poverty. God, sing to me the hammer that slams us, the systematic damage. Food stamps are just a bandage like the water in Flint, Michigan. The food in the hood's been tampered with. We survive off of pollutants. They are our only nutrients. There is no nourishment for me, streets lined in poverty. Yet they see, they say they see, from sea to shining seas, they see, see. Genocide is the song that they sing. Drugs, guns, and tainted food they bring. Narcotics they provide to the streets. Sit back and watch me make bread to feed my family. They know what I got. I can't lie. They gave it to me. But I gotta eat, yet they arrest me. Poverty is not some made-up thing. It was planned to be the end of me. Discovered in a lab, white coats, white folks wrote and left notes in books they wrote. Poverty was in chapter 3. Niggas like watermelons, right? So let's put some shit in the seeds. Swing low, sweet chariot. Let's give them Negroes something to sing. Let's put it in their chicken. Let's put it in their greens. Let's shake that Tuskegee shit in a little bit of everything. Let's have some fun. Let's sit them guns and plenty of ammo and watch them kill themselves. And a little more spice to their poverty. Yet we still thrive, yet we continue to dream regardless of this thing called poverty. Sing me a song. Sing me a song called hope. Sing it in high notes, real strong and loud. I want to feel it in my bones like gospel, your love for our people in falsetto. Sing, Lord, sing loud, Lord, sing your blessings in baritone. Lonely world, sing to me my favorite song. Wash away the haze of the day, the loneliness, the dark despair, hopelessness, homelessness. Sing me a song written by someone who gives a fuck and cares. And I will sing the fuck along. Sing me a song. Sing me a song. My favorite song to sing, for real.
Man, I could see why you needed that energy, bro. This was dynamic, man. You waged a whole war in this piece. And I applaud you for it, man. I was like, man, he going in. You really going in.
Hey, thank you, bro. Thank you, man. I still didn't find the energy that I was looking for, but just to get through it, you know, I know you understand. I know you felt it.
Yes,
I can't tell you where I was when I wrote it. It's still, to me, unfinished, just like life is about right now, you know. Thank you for your comments.
No, absolutely. La Pearl or Negro, what you think of Pharrell's piece?
I agree. You really went in. You wasn't playing about it being a conscious piece. And you pinpointed on so many things that's going on in this world. It's ironic how you wrote this piece. And earlier today, I got a text. I don't know whether it was the day, yesterday, but I got a text that the lid is real high. And when you pinpoint it on them, putting stuff in the siege and the water over there in Flint, it isn't just Flint where the water is affected. It's everywhere, prevalent, and the side effects of what they're doing is showing more so over there. But that was a decent piece, man. And I don't know about you need more energy, but you brought it. I loved it. All right.
Hey, well, thank you. Well, I don't even know what to say right now. I'm just trying to catch my breath. But, hey, thank you. I enjoyed both your pieces as well. And, hey, baby, it's almost time to open up these floodgates and see what everybody else has. Okay? Y'all ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see who we got up next and whatnot. Let's see who we have here. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Essentially Janice. How are you, Janice?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How
I'm
you doing?
Okay, darling.
Hey, Eva.
What
I loved
you?
Your pieces. I loved all of your pieces, actually. Looking forward to hearing them again.
Thank you.
So how are you? How was your weekend?
My weekend, I was writing, getting some work
in. Oh, were you?
Yeah.
You were getting
got a lot of work to do. Yep, working on some new pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
I made my attempt. I did write a couple. You know what? I got so many pieces in my little thingy I keep on my phone that I lose them after I write them, and I come around later on, and I wonder where it came from. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I had that happen. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I had one come up with my memories and my Facebook memories, and I forgot that I had written it. It was from, like, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, my.
And it popped up in my memories, and I was like, I meant to finish that piece, and that's one of the ones I worked on the past couple weeks ago. Yeah. I meant to finish
it. Yeah. I love when that happens, you know. Something I want to bring up before you get into what you have.
Sure.
And speaking about Facebook and memories and things like that, as far as writing, I find sometimes I will write a piece on Facebook, you know, a fresh piece, you know, where you make a post at. Because sometimes, mm-hmm. to me, it feels like you have an audience.
Mm-hmm.
The writing is different than me, you know, writing off of Facebook. Sometimes I just write it. It's like a freestyle almost.
What,
you know,
on Facebook?
Writing it on Facebook. And, like, right
yeah,
after
definitely.
Finishing it, post it,
right.
You know, without
mm-hmm.
what we do when we do it away from Facebook, you know, and out in the privacy of our own book, pen and pad type thing. I don't know. It gives me a different type of energy. If I believe that somebody's listening or somebody's there, I'm in a room with other people. It feels public. And so mm-hmm. sometimes I'll write pieces in there and just send them. I won't even take a copy of it and put it in my notes. So those are the ones that come back around in memories. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Where did that come
mm-hmm.
from? And then I cut and paste it and add it to my notes after I realized that was something that I wrote.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I like that. That is true. It definitely has a different feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. You know, as a writer, when you don't feel like writing alone, you just want, you know, you want a different feel to
mm-hmm.
your pen. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, thanks for sharing that. You know, like I said, we talk about creative writing over here and everybody's writing,
okay.
What moves your pen. You know,
mm-hmm.
what inspires us and things like that. So I just thought I'd put that out there. So you've been doing some writing.
Yes.
You've been doing some writing. I can't wait to hear what you have.
Okay. So the title of go ahead.
Go ahead, darling.
Okay.
I was just going to ask you, were you ready to add that, what you brought to this bowl of stew that we're brewing over here?
Definitely. I'm ready to add to it.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is We're Baiting Intensity. I was overly responsive to first touches that came unexpectedly. Were you testing me? I failed miserably. I hurried towards intimacy as if time wasn't on my side, and I abided with patience that wasn't mine. I wanted intensity. So you left me every way but untouched, and as such, I was writhing only your fingertips. And I swear those occasional sips of you taste like tomorrow, a near future that's full of promise. Your need is full of our maybes. Debated intensity, dared it to leave us untouched, completely aware that if we approached this moment, we would topple headlong, breathless, and eager. You appeased me by greeting her with the same gentle kiss that caught me mid-sentence, a perfectly delayed hello. I now know that your tongue feels like promises, and it coaxes back arches while whispering of patience. My body's soothed and confused. We're baiting intensity. Our propensity for restraint paints me in blush as blood rushes towards handprint and exposed neck. Are you testing me? Essentially, Johnny.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. We're going to let Miss Pearlie step up to the plate first.
Yannis, that piece right there, you had so many different lines in there that I wanted to talk about, but every time I got a hold of one, here you come with another one. I'm like, oh my God, girl, you was making me rub my hair and twirl it my a little bit. That was like, you
twirl your locks a little bit.
Girl, trying to tell you. And you say you want intensity? That was,
yeah.
That piece was pretty intense. As soft cooking as you are. Girl, I'm trying to tell you, mommy warned me about them quiet ones. Yeah. That piece was so decent, though. I loved it. It was sensual. It was soft. And it was intense. All of that together. I got it. I want to hear that again, but we can. I'll wait till the replay. But that was pretty decent. Poetic.
Listen. I was drawn to the line that said he left me, or you left me, every way but untouched. I read this piece. Ooh, I really enjoyed this piece. There's so much I can unpack within it. Like the Pearl and Negra said, there are so many lines, but that line drew me in, and it's got me fixated. This is a beautiful piece, and I really, really enjoyed it a lot.
Okay.
For real, the poet Douglas.
Yo. Towards intimacy hurried, towards eager, a delayed hello, potency testing me. You know, intimacy, rushed, hurried, how we feel when we're in that feeling. I think everybody know what I'm talking about. There was so much said in that. It's like I have to hear this one again as well. There was some stuff, some heart-wrenching things in there. Some things that were said in there that I found myself saying at one point or another with all my heart. There were some things in there that was beautiful. It was beautifully said.
We're going to end up chatting about it.
You know it. And that will happen, yeah, because that was some really, I wanted to say thought out things.
things, but certain things like that, when you're writing it, that doesn't come from the brain. It comes from either the heart or the soul.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have to think the words. You write the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And also somebody was being spoken to in that piece.
Yeah.
One or two people. Ah. Let me shut up.
I'm going to close my mouth. It was the zipper lip emoji just now happened.
Keep it closed. But you know what? As I found myself drifting in it and listening at the same time, that was, you weren't alone in that piece. You know what I'm saying? I felt a few people being spoken to, a few people, I say. And that's the way it's supposed to be received if it's truly was meant to be, if it was written from that part of, you know, from your soul. I just thought the piece was dope. I just thought it was dope. And, you know, I appreciate you sharing a piece of that type, of that nature, you know what I mean? That was beautiful, baby.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, well, look, you want to hang around with us for a little bit?
I will try.
Let me see something here.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to talk to my constituents over here. Has this young lady picked up a pen with us yet?
I have. Oh, wait, you're not talking to me. My bad.
I recall.
I remember one time.
Yeah, she has.
Okay. And what was your response, Miss Yarnese?
I recall picking up my pen before.
Okay. I recall you doing it as well, but it seems so long ago.
Right.
I think you caught you. Wait a minute. I just can't. But anyway, you hold tight, Miss Ryder. You hold tight, baby. And once again, that was a beautiful piece, darling.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to just leave your mic unmuted so you can just mute yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, then. We're going to go to the next caller, boys and girls. Let's see who we have here. Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do? What it do?
What it do, me and you?
Hey,
Lady A.
Hey, Lady A. I jumped across the table. Go ahead and say it, Van Clever. I just across the table. I didn't let Van say hello. Say hello, Van.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va ce soir?
Oh, see, now you just took it too far.
See, here they go.
Now you caught the zipper down.
I could get real close and personal and say some. Well, you know that's part of a song anyway. Everybody knows that line. But I won't say it.
Okay. Well, Miss Lady A, how are you?
I'm all right. I brought a bitchy piece tonight.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to hear
a bitchy piece. Cranky piece, a little bit cranky.
Are there any curse words in there?
Pardon me?
Are there any curse words in there?
Yes, there are.
Okay, good. That's great. I'm going to give you 2 points to start the show off with. For some reason, I need to hear a curse word. I don't know what
yes,
the curse
I
words
have,
in my piece, y'all.
And yes, I will read them very with lots of enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, they will. Oh, with a lot of what, gasms?
Yes.
Did she say gasms?
I could say one of those right now, too,
Wait a minute, I can't hear. What was the gasm word again?
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask anymore. Enthusiasm. I don't know.
Okay.
I think
okay,
you made
that's
that
a Canadian
up.
Thing. Okay, I liked it, though. I thought it was proper and very creative. And you know what? I have no further questions for this witness, Your Honor.
Okay.
So,
Hey, let me let my brother do the honors of bringing you in. Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring you in like this, baby girl. Because you're special. Hold tight.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck? The mic is yours.
Excellent. So this is called Time for a Bridge Over Calm Waters. Yep, calm waters. And the quote I want to tell you about is, the hardest thing in life is to know which bridge to cross and which to burn. Who's tired? Tired of the selfish punks pretending they stand for justice and freedom. Who's tired? Tired of paying for the sins of the past. Who's tired? Tired of trusting in people believing in friendship. Those who choose to automatically believe the worst instead of coming to ask. Who is tired? Tired of the quotes like, be your authentic self. Or she needed a hero, so that's what she became. Why, you ask? Punks have been around since the beginning of time, and nothing's going to change that. It only gets worse. And whose fault is it? Kids are left to their own devices, parents working, and kids being babysat with computers and phones. My mother taught her children about equality and fairness, and respect for all races, religion, and anyone who is different than I am. Being me does not make me better. It just makes me me and makes you you. Friendship is an illusion, a fanciful thought when in fact friendship is strictly based on people's own agenda. Through thick and thin, you say? No, not even to clarify any and all situations. Friendship is a load of crap. Pretty much makes me feel like saying a giant, fuck you, fuck off. Let's all join hands and sing Kumbaya. Be your authentic self. But if you live your life as your authentic self, guess what? That's right, they don't like you. I've been, I am, and I will always be my authentic self. And if you don't like it, too bad. End peace.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah. Miss Pearly.
I'm going to tell you something. That fuck off was life. Right
yep.
there. That part right there.
That's good,
I love
wasn't it.
It? I'm not. Yeah, it was good. I like the piece because it's a question that we ask all the time, you know, about what's going on. And yeah, a lot of people they use that word friendship very loosely. Just like the word. I love you. They use this term so loosely, and it's an empty feeling behind it. They're only saying it just to hear it. I think just to hear themselves talk sometimes.
Yeah.
And yeah, this friendship thing, girl. You know, a good majority of my heartbreak came through people who I thought were my friends, and they weren't. You know, those little demons and stuff that were coming out. I really, really like that piece, lady. You need to cuss more, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Man, this is a solid Lady A that I haven't heard, and I don't know if I've ever heard it, but it definitely gives a whole different perspective on friendships. My God.
Yeah. Oh, my phone's going to die. I'm going to run and get another one, but in the meantime, I'll try to call back if I can. I'll get to run and get the other one, but I feel it was so it's so disappointing because I figure that everybody should be true to themselves and true to their friends.
Absolutely.
And loyal and because that's how I am. And it's such a grand illusion and disappointment that it's not really like that.
Yeah.
And when you lose people that you trust, like, and I'm talking 20-year friendships, 20, 25-year
mm-hmm.
friendships, you turn around
mm-hmm.
and you look like, what the hell happened here?
Yeah.
And it hurts.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
I got a good friend that for various reasons, the main thing was because he was married, and you know, husband and wife relationships are pretty tight knit, and I get it. You know, I miss my
yeah.
friend. She's you know, he and I, we shared a lot of different things together, but I also respect his position to make sure that him and his wife's relationship is good. So, but it does hurt to lose those kinds of friendships, especially when they're genuine friendships. But
or you think they are, you know, it's when they turn around and say, you know, they basically tell you that they never liked you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's
yeah.
what I don't get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so I got my bitch on tonight just to say that.
Hey, that's it. That's all right.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. You know what? What I like to say, very, very expressive piece. I love the expression. I love pieces that are written from that core, from the soul, like I see it. It's therapeutic, you know what I'm saying, to get that out. And y'all got me thinking over here, you know, about friendships with certain friends that I thought would be forever. We were so close. I've never seen, you know, support like this, male and female. And to hear someone express themselves in such a manner, I almost want to say that it's such a beautiful thing. Is that being politically correct? Is that being real for somebody to actually?
I think you're right in saying that, because I'm being brutally honest, and yeah, I think it is a good thing, even if you're the only one that believes in yourself. That's what I find hard.
You know,
if you're the only person that can look in the mirror and say, you know what, you're okay. You're all right. You're going to be okay.
Exactly. And taking ownership and taking and not sitting still on it, not just reaping and you know, sowing what you reap, reap what you sow, whatever. Taking shit. Somebody taking shit. I hate to hear a victim. I want to hear somebody come. I want to hear who was once a victim rise above it.
You got to.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by taking ownership, you know, of your peace, because that can bring you peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? Standing up for yourself.
I think God wants us to stand by ourselves. I don't know why, but maybe because He wants to show us that we can. I've done it my whole life, and always come out on top and beat the odds in so many ways. I can't even tell you. And I can. Yeah.
And it's relatable. It's very relatable, because we all have to stand on our own accord every now and then. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We all have to stand on our own. And when you pray for strength and you know, and you come up with something like that, that's what it is. You know, we got to be on our own with that. Show and approve, you know?
Yeah.
So
sure.
I dig that. I dug that. Shout out to Bosa. You cussed, girl. Go in with yourself. Ooh, I love what you said. I love what you said. Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. I said it emphatically. Fuck
yes,
you.
You did. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off. I liked it.
Yes, she did.
She did.
Like,
you know what?
It's a beautiful thing. Knowing who you are. Realizing who you are. Inside, just so liberal.
So, Darielle, you've helped me a lot over the months, and you might not know it.
Yeah, she always cussing, so, you know, she's teaching everybody. She's teaching everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yep. She was cussing earlier in the day. I said, Danielle, please, you're saying motherfucker.
It was a stress reliever.
I had just woken up, you know, and she said, motherfucker. And I said, Danielle's kind of early for that.
Yeah. When I sometimes say, and I say it also to try to take the edge off it, I'll say those kinds of things in a Christian way. So.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute.
You can't get rid of
my. We want to hear some Christian stuff.
How do you cuss in a Christian way?
Well, you can. I never take the Lord's name in vain, but I'll joke around when I'll say the F word. I'll joke around and I'll say it is a joke, and I'll say I'm saying it in a Christian way, so it's okay. I know it's not. It's just a joke.
Hey, well, look, you and Paul, you know, I can hear Paul cussing in a Christian way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has this word that he says. So I know it's not that hard to do. Well, listen here, lady. Hey, we're going to let you switch phones. Feel free to call back because, hey, look.
I switched phones already. That's how fast I was at it.
Okay.
But you know what? I've been, every time you mention the writing thing at the end of this show, mm-hmm. I have never done it yet.
We're going to
never
get to it. I got you now. I got you. Okay, so look, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to leave you unmuted. Just mute yourself, okay? We have a few more callers, and once we're done with them, we're going to get into picking up our pen. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Love
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Lady B. Yeah. Baby. So, Lady A, just hold tight, darling. Ha, ha, ha. And we're going to come right back to you, okay, love?
Great. Thank you.
All righty. She said equality. She said makes me me, makes you you. So fuck off. Kumbaya. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I just had to get that out. All right. We're going to go to the next call. Yeah, you guys are behaving yourself pretty good today. You know, maybe it's because we haven't been up here in a while, but, you know. All right. So we're going to go to the next call. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Jess J. What it do? Baby. Take your socks off.
What's good, Jess J?
Hey, Jay.
Friggin' Jay, where are you, bro?
Are you muted, bro?
Oh, crap, I'm monologuing like a villain.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck? The mic is yours.
What the fuck, Jay? What it do?
I know, I'm trying to get it right, man. I swear I am.
Well, you sound like me, bro. I was all fucked up earlier. Excuse me. I was looking for another word, but it wouldn't come.
How you going to accuse me of being like that, man? What is it? Something showing, bro?
I don't know, bro. Something in the air, man. I was watching the show start by itself, and you know, all kinds of other stuff happening. You know, I felt.
I like that
I
about
telling,
the show, though.
Hey, well, thank you, man. You know, we get in. I like talking about creativity. What moves somebody? Writing. You know, if you was listening to us when I was saying how sometimes I go on Facebook and write directly on there. That's my pen and pad. It feels like I have an audience, sort of. So it causes me to write a little differently, thinking that somebody's watching me or maybe I'm writing for some. I don't know what it is, but the writing feels different. Have you ever experienced that?
You know what, man? If I do, I take all the fun out of it because I'd be proofreading and all the rest of that jive, man, so I'd be missing out on a few minutes. I'm telling you, dude, I wouldn't be able to do that if I wasn't doing the pick up the pen portion over here, bro. So that's one of the things I got from your show, dude. I ain't never thought about doing that. You know what? It's a little bit easy. Like, say if you're texting a person and you're kicking a poem back and forth to another person. That can go pretty quick for me because nobody's watching. But when somebody's watching like that, it tightens up my pen until it becomes arthritis. I can get it out. Yeah, man.
The thing is, only you can see it, though, until you post it. But the feeling that knowing that you're not writing in the comforts of your own notepad is what causes the different feeling, you know. When you're
like
writing,
that pressure, too.
Yeah, sort of the pressure. And sort of something, you know, most times I find that my pen will flow. It will flow. And it doesn't take me to concentrate on the pieces because, you know, when you're writing in your own notepad, you're concentrating because you want a dope piece. You want the piece to sound, you know, you don't want a weak piece. You're correcting yourself as you go along because you want to make sure it has that oomph in it. You know, and that's what
I
we
like
go
that
through
because that's sort of like that's sort of like putting yourself in the booth. And you only got a certain amount of time to go ahead and get out of there before it fill up with water.
Right. Exactly.
I do like that type of pressure. You know what? Actually, when I be playing pool and stuff like that, for real, if somebody tell me I can't make a shot, I got to make this shot. I told you it was sitting right there. I got to make it. Yeah. Watch out. Sit back.
Yeah,
that type of pressure I do like, but that's a pinpoint type of pressure. That right there, as far as somebody else, because somebody can be like, oh, Pharrell had a messed up line right there, but you already know how Pharrell do anyways. And the next line is like on fire with me. But you know what? Yeah, if we gonna put all the marbles on the sack, I do it.
I'm gonna challenge you guys. You know, when you get a chance to remember this conversation. Go on Facebook or Instagram and just flow with a piece without correcting it. Just flow with a piece. Just write as you would write. See, but I want you to feel the feeling of writing in that platform is what I really want you to get the sense of letting yourself go and letting yourself loose and writing that and picturing that you're writing in public and just let it flow.
Wow.
Then get back with me. We'll post that piece or get back with me. We'll tag you the piece that you write.
Will do, bro. Wait a minute. Oh, you did something that was crazy the other day. You did some. I think it was a piece you had sent out. Let me go find this thinking. Nope, I ain't got that type of. I was about to go in with you, like we on the telephone.
Hey, look. Let me just say this. Van, Miss Pearly, you guys got anything you want to throw in on this while we on that part of the, you know, asking to talk about writing in public and creativity? You guys want to ask him something, or you want to add to it?
Nope, because I...
Oh, by the way, I heard y'all pieces. I heard y'all pieces. Y'all went nuts. I knew tonight was going to be crazy just by the way y'all went. Van, yeah, man. I heard every last word, bro.
Thank you, bro.
I heard every last word, bro.
Appreciate you, JJ. Appreciate you, man.
I heard you, bro. All right, yes, sir. Yeah, man. For real, that was sweet too, man. You know what, man? This is one thing I always try to do is try to not clear the air of the person who went before me, because sometimes that can be pretty rough, especially if you just get pushed out there, man. For real, how'd you go ahead and clear the air to go ahead and get your mind right? Because Van had set it on fire and walked away from it, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was trying to explain that to them, but they want to hear the shit. They didn't want to hear no excuses and shit like that. All I can do, because I told them
I did. For real.
I know you was feeling for me, bro. But what I do is, no, man, seriously, I just go into the piece because I don't know what my flow is going to be. My intentions were to be hard. My intentions was to be a little bit more, to have more, a little bit more speed with my rhythm. But I didn't have the energy for that. For some reason, I just don't. I felt more like doing a sappy piece. I really did.
But you took the same piece and did two different things with it, or had the, or you could have did two different things
yes.
with it.
Yes.
Oh man. All right. I'll be watching you for that one from here on out. Oh.
now to add to add to what Pharrell said about you writing that piece that he wants you to write, I'm going to add to it from a quote from one of my favorite people in life.
Right.
When you write this piece that Pharrell wants you to write, you must be shapeless, formless like water. When you pour water in a cup, it becomes the cup. When you pour water in a bottle, it becomes the bottle. When you pour water in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Water can drip, and it can crash. Come like water, my friend. So when you write that piece, that's what you do. That's what you do.
You're going to make somebody hurt themselves, man. Man, you can't quote no Bruce Lee up in here, man. You'll make me hurt myself. My God. Oh, that's
I had some
flashbacks
so too. Jumping off of something.
Ooh,
oh, man. That ain't right. That ain't shape right no more.
No. When you quote Bruce Lee, man, I was getting into my stance. I have a history in martial arts, by the way. But yeah, that was dope. I liked that. So we got to hear this, brother, man, because we stuck right now. Hey, look, I'm going to say to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what the fuck? The fuck? The mic is yours.
My heart drips like little drops of drizzle left of a torrential downpour. Being wrung from the limbs down to a drooping leaf of a very luxuriant tree. Knowing that in mere moments, my heart will be all alone. Watching memories in my mind's eye of you and I, while my mind's eye reservoir swells to capacity. As our hands pull slowly apart, as I disembark, I have to deal with this broken heart. Boom.
I know you didn't do that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
You writing haikus up in here? Hey, Miss Taylor. Yo, you said you left me stunned. I'm gonna give mine at the end. Go ahead.
That right there. I was, you know what? That was almost like a distraction. It went so damn fast, Jay.
Oh,
I need to hear that again.
You can't give me the offer.
I like haikus. I like haikus and I like the short pieces, but that I'm not used to you bringing us something so short.
I think you're making a haiku though. That's terrible of him, man.
That wasn't a haiku. Hey, Jay, bring that back to us.
I know it wasn't.
Bring it back, Jay.
Yes. My heart drips like little drops of drizzle after a torrential downpour, being wrung from the limbs down to a drooping leaf of a luxuriant tree. Knowing that in mere moments, my heart will be all alone, watching memories in my mind's eye of you and I, while my mind's eye reservoir swells to capacity and our hands pull slowly apart as we disembark. Boom.
Damn.
Okay,
Miss Girl.
Okay. That was romantic. It sounded like a little bit of heartbreak was up in there. About them parting ways.
for however long or for whatever reason. That was a nice piece.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thanks.
I need to say something. I need to say something. Because it's like, I'm going to tell you something. We were talking earlier, and I was asked to give my opinion on what you were talking about. And you just came and ran right over top of me. I thought my mic was, I thought I had muted my damn self. Oh, well, all right.
I'm sorry.
Poetic.
Yo, so I'm this was a good piece, but I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm opening lines got me thinking about some icing drizzling, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Am I for real to put heavy voice?
Yeah.
Don't do that, bro. You're going to make me do it.
Oh, man. But I enjoy that piece. Short
see,
piece, man.
Play it
to four, but, yeah. Baby.
I told you not to do it. You'll make me sick.
Think about just
yeah. All right, stop. That's enough. You'll make me hurt my throat.
Okay.
If I start, I won't be able to stop. So listen. In my poetic voice, what I got from it was, I loved it, right? See, this was kind of piece where you want to hear more of because it was short. So sometimes those short pieces are just fantastic because you want to hear more. All right. I love the part where when you describe the and I'm not going to use the proper word, but you guys just listen and you understand what I'm saying. When you describe the water or the moisture or whatever it is that's running down to the end of a drooping leaf, and I just pictured it just dangling there while this buildup of emotion was going to eventually weigh that leaf down. And that's when your hand parted. And I thought about the parted hands. And at some point, that drop that's been dangling off that leaf will drop. You know what I mean? So ending the story, I got all that from that piece, man. And it was like a build-up. It was a build-up until you got to the end. And it was, I loved it. I loved the way you described it in a short manner. You compacted
that. I'm going to finish it up, bro.
And you don't need to be honest with you. I would make
you know
that,
what? But before I had did it here, I got at the bottom of it, unfinished. Yeah. You know what? But somebody had told me about the importance of stopping a poem. Sometimes we as poem kind of let it run out, then you like still waiting for the train to come through, and it don't ever come through. But with that one, the first time I didn't drop it off right, but the second time I said, all right, I got to drop it off right here, and I dropped it off, and it almost made it sound like it was finished, but it's not.
Right. But sometimes, like I said, the intrigue, the keeping it short, makes a person think. I understand what you mean. I have pieces like that I wind up going back to. But with me, I have to be back in that state of mind, emotionally, mentally, physically, for to melt, you know. But for what you have so far, it painted a beautiful picture, man. It was some heartache in there, yes. Some sorrow, but it was beauty in there as well, in the whole thing.
Right.
But once again, I can see what you're saying when just that dangling leaf weighed down.
Right.
Weighed
you can see
down.
The sun on it and everything.
You know, and I just look, it's almost like you look forward to that moisture to finally drip.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And be carried by gravity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
And you can feel your spirit drop with it as you're telling that. So that's what I'm saying. So it's up to the writer, but that's nice, man. I would continue. I would make, personally myself, I would continue a little thing of short stories like that or short pieces like that in the same vein.
Right.
You know?
I'm actually, that's a part of the Water series that I had started with Van and J-Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I can feel that. Be the
yes,
water.
Sir.
He spoke about water before he knew that you was going to speak about water or moisture.
I know.
Your
memory is crazy, bro. It's got to drive you nuts.
When it does. But yeah, he gave us some Bruce Lee, man. He cut that thing with Bruce Lee.
Hey, man, that's
I don't know one man that ain't got Bruce Lee in his spirit.
That's one
yes,
of my
sir.
Idols, bro. I want the suit, bro. I'm on a journey to find the suit.
Man,
oh,
I'm gonna to,
eBay.
I'm gonna have to send you
yeah.
a picture of me working the nunchucks.
Yeah.
That'd
explain you ain't
hit
yourself
with nothing. No, I got it down packed, man. But
oh,
listen,
right.
man, that was beautiful, man. I'm going to need you to hold tight with us up in here. I can't wait to get into some pickup. Drop me the pen because I have some things for you guys. So, once again, thanks, man. Hold tight. I'm going to leave you unmuted. Just mute yourself, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Once again, thanks a lot, man. Thank you. You just heard from Jess J. Everybody.
Hey, what the fuck? The mic is yours.
And the mic was just his. We're going to go to the next caller. Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Miss V to the I to the P. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do, baby? Baby.
Hey,
hello, darling.
Hello.
Hey,
hey,
Vane.
Hey, honey.
Hey, VIP. Hey, darling. Baby love.
So
how are you, Adrian? How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good.
Oh, I'm feeling your energy, darling. It's a raspiness to your sensuality.
Oh, my.
You wasn't ready, was you? Well, I'm glad that you bunny hopped your way on over here, love.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Miss V.I.
Yes.
to the P. Do you have anything, because you've been listening in for quite some time now. Is there anything you wanted to add to anything that you have heard since we've been conversating on creativity, creative writing, you know, anything that you would like to speak on or add to?
Just something real quick. I just brainstorm. If I have anything on my mind, I just write it down, and whatever's prominent, that's what I write about. That's all I can say.
Okay. Okay, let me tackle that real quick because you made me touch myself with that. Sometimes I come to a point where I don't like to think too much when it comes to writing. I don't like to. So, but sometimes I'll say, let me just write this down, just
right.
to get it off my mind. Not think about it. Just write it down because I'll come. It's like as almost like a marker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can come back to it later on. Instead of trying to find a nice word to say it or this kind of word to say it or some kind of fancy shit, just write it down.
Right.
You know? Then I find out, I have a page full of things I just wrote down, and I'm like, oh, my God, is this a piece or just, you know what I'm saying, what the hell's going on? But, yeah. Anybody else thoughts on that before we go into her piece?
Got it, man. You got it, man.
Okay, I'm just trying to touch upon some stuff. Well, thank you for sharing that. She just writes it down, y'all. She just writes it down. So I'm dying to, you know, I can't wait to hear what you got to add to this bowl of stew that we're concocting over here, Miss V.I. to the P.
Well, this is an old piece.
Okay.
I named it once, but I'm not sure what it is.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I realize I can no longer compartmentalize, keep my feelings in the back of my head. I want love in a time and place that knows no bounds. I need that special one in my space to show me faithfulness and truth. I want reciprocity, compassion, thoughtfulness, and loyalty. I've been scarred. I've lost a love so great my grief was the cause. I choose to be the way I am now. Go ahead and judge me. You don't know how, nor do you know the why. How I go through life, how many times I cry. I choose not to lose again if it can be avoided. My opinion, right or wrong, I don't need my feelings exploited. Yet, I wish you happy, even if you feel mad at me. I could still use a friend. This I won't pretend. So if love is real, make me a believer. I tried so hard to be an achiever, so hard to make it be. And I learned nothing lasts forever, but the failures did lie in me. And that's that piece.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Mm. Okay. Yes, she did.
I wasn't ready for the end. I wasn't ready for the end. I cannot go first or they'll cuss me out in here. Miss Pearlie.
Steve, that one part you said, so if love is real, make me a believer. That's a big statement. Just a few words, but it's a lot that comes behind that. I love that piece. I love all your pieces.
Thank you.
And, your voice, it just intensifies it even more, as soft as you are. I can't wait until this replay is up. Poetic.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Yeah, I agree. If love is real, make me a believer. I can't remember which show this prompt was from, but hearing it again, it just radiates differently, you know, because it's so deep and so heartfelt. Man, this is an amazing piece. This is an amazing piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Real the Poet Douglas. Baby.
Take your socks off. I forgot what I was going to say because everybody took all the good stuff that I was going to say. She said, I want love, no bounds, reciprocity, feelings exploited. If love is real, make me a believer. Mm-hmm. How many of us have quoted those words?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
You know, how many of us have quoted those words? The words through all the passages throughout that piece, you know what I'm saying? She says it with so much conviction. The way she reads it, it's easy to ingest it, digest it, chew it. That piece, that type of piece, and the way she performs it, it was easy to chew on and become relatable as you digest it. I liked it, Dad. I loved it. I don't want to say I liked it, Dad. Liked it is not a word, somebody told me. I loved it. I loved it. And I loved the way in which her spirit delivered that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then,
well, thank you, Valentine. I appreciate it.
Hey, that was beautiful. What can I say? So I don't know if you'll be able to stick around because we know that the nursing home doesn't stay open too late tonight. Well, I tell you what, just leave a window open wide and think of me.
Oh, my.
And I'll be there. That's right. I'll be there. Yes, I'm not going to sing to you fully. I don't sing on my show. I sing on your show. But thank you, sweet love. You know what a time
You almost said it. You know that, right?
You almost said it.
I caught it.
I had something stuck in my throat. Sweet baby love. I'm stopping here, but I'm going to stop doing people's nicknames. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
I love women.
Bye-bye. Y'all make me sick. You know what I'm saying, Danielle? You're supposed to have my back. You're supposed to be ride or die. You know what I mean? What the hell? All right.
Sweet potato. Is that what you were going to say?
I wasn't going to say a damn thing. I wasn't going to say a damn thing. Yeah. So listen, you're at the Soul Cafe. This is Epiphany Radio. I be your boy, for real, the poet. And you're up in here with Poetic and Miss La Perla Negras. And we're chilling. We're about to pick up our pens. Can you dig it?
Mm-hmm.
All righty then. Before we do that, we have to take a station identification break, and we will be right back with Pick Up Your Pens. If you'd like to spit a piece, or if you'd like to take part in what we're about to do, press 1 on your headset, and we'll get you right on over here. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. This is Chuck, Charles, Charlie. And I was just sitting here, flicking my fingers and shit, just not doing nothing, not doing my sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And, you know, then I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all that. And I said, check out there, what the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry as spoken word, or where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut, shit, Chuck, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit. You know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck, Charlie, Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Epiphany Radio, the formal fucking entertainment network and shit.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe, y'all. We're about to pick up our pens. And by the way, I want to thank Danielle for that promo piece that was just played. I don't know how you do your voice like that, but that was fantastic, Danielle. Thank you. Yeah. All righty then. So what we're going to do here, boys and girls, what I have for you here, I'm going to throw some phrases to you. A couple of people got scared and they vomited. Pew! They went left. So I'm going to give you guys these. Yeah. I'm going to give you guys these phrases and see what that you can do with that. Along with these phrases, there is some stipulations that I have to give you. Okay? What we're going to do, Just Jay, Miss Pearly, Lady A, we're going to add sound effects to these phrases that must be done as you write your piece. Are you guys ready for the phrases? That's right. Danielle, don't be snitching. Are you guys ready to get down? Oh, that's a get down to. Wait a minute, hold up. Are you ready?
Bro.
Are you guys ready to get down?
Bro.
That's part of the English language, bro, you know. Are you guys ready to do what it is? Are you guys ready to do what you like?
Yeah.
Do you guys have something delicious that you would like to, you know, for us to hear? Yeah. All right, there was no response. All right, so I'm about to give you the phrases. Miss Lady A, unmute yourself. Yeah. Well, no, you be cursing, but you curse a lot. So listen.
Oh, just be quiet. Now I'm just saying that I have to clarify something. The verse that had that cursing in it was about friendship. It was not about equality. I felt kind of bad when you said that after, because it was no. It had to do with French turning to handshake.
Sound effects. Okay, so here are the phrases. I hope you guys have something to write down with or write on or whatever. Okay, this is the first phrase, boys and girls. Every time, wait a minute. Every time you touch my, and you must add a sound effect to that. Every time you touch my sound effect. You guys
you
want
don't
me to give you the sound effect?
You want us to use a word and a sound effect or just sound effect?
Nope. Every time you touch my and you say the sound effect. Let me give you a hint. Let me give you a sound effect. I'm going to give you a sound effect, okay? Every time you touch my, you have to do a car horn. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying a word, you say, you make a car horn sound. Okay? Beep, beep, or or whatever, however you do it. Every time
beep,
you touch my, your sound effect,
beep,
where
beep,
all of y'all can use that, yeah. Now,
I want to go last so I can hear everybody so I fully understand.
I might make you first just for that reason. All right. Now, the second phrase, boys and girls, is you ain't cheating over
I'm
here.
I'm right
you.
Here, bro. Nah.
Okay.
I'm just thinking
sure.
of the sound effect in my head, bro. Keep going.
Okay. Let me hold your sound effect. Let me hold your sound effect. All right. And the third one is, I let out a sound effect. Okay, we're going to use these phrases once. Any questions? Everybody got the phrases?
Got them.
Yep.
Got them.
Pick up your pens.
Your heart is in the right place. No, I won't let
Put those pens down. Put those pens down. No cheating. No cheating. I know some of you have been finished a long time ago. I ain't going to say no names. All right. Where should we start? We're going to start from the top with our very old Miss Pearly Negras.
All right. Let me say something. That song was a big distraction for me because I was singing because that's one of my favorite songs. Okay.
It was for me too.
So I'm telling you, I put my pen down and was swinging and snapping my fingers. So, but I got a little something written down.
And don't give us no haiku. Don't give us one of those.
Ain't
there
no haku. I can't. I'm not good at those.
That's why I got to.
But I was like, pretty brown eyes. That's my jam. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Every time you touch my meow, I let out a just to see how she enjoys the stroke of her fur. Makes me want to compose a song, so please let me hold your do-do-do-do-do while you play the piano, and we'll make beautiful music together. And that's it, people.
Okay, Lady A. What did you think of that?
Okay, well, I did it wrong, but I just did the three lines. I didn't actually write a poem. I didn't realize we were supposed to write a poem. But I did the three lines. Sorry.
Okay.
I failed.
Lady A, we're writing poetry here. Okay. All right.
Okay,
but I got you, though. We're going to have you do that again for one word.
I matched Pearly there pretty good. Every time you touch my meow, let me hold your lub-dub. I let out a...
All right. We're going to let you get away with that one unless Van wants to deduct some points from you.
No, I'm not deducting any points. That's your job to deduct points. We just deduct points from you.
Okay, got you. That sounds fair. That's a 3-point deduction right there, man. That's a 3-point deduction for you. Smart lip 3-point deduction. Smart ass. All right, so the mic is yours.
Girl, you know something? Every time you touch my... I get so aroused, and anything can make me say, let me hold your... So I let out a shh, because you've made me naughty, and you've caught me staring at your body. Your lips, please, got me to your satisfying opening gateway to an explosion of ecstasy, and I'm trying. But every time you touch my erotic senses make you say, let me hold you. I don't want to let out this sound effect, so I let out a shh. Break it down. You hear that sound.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, this ain't fair. This is not fair.
Yes.
There's
something
you
happening
here. You hear what
here.
He's doing?
I don't want to. Okay, let's go back to Lady A. Lady A, what did you think of that piece?
Well, I thought that was pretty great. I thought I learned from the from both the poets of this because I didn't. I was so worried that I wasn't going to do it, the line right that I totally misunderstood that I was supposed to write a poem. But you made mm-hmm. your poem very, very hot, slurpy,
thank you.
Wet.
Yes. Yeah, he got that one. He got that one. That was good poetic. That was good poetic.
Thank
all
you,
right.
bro.
Hey, all right. We're going to go to our brother, Jess J. And let me hold on to myself because I know it's going to be crazy. The mic is yours.
Yeah, I think Van's piece was real nice, man. Van, he went in. He cheating, of course, but no. Oh, yeah. You about to go in behind this dude. This dude right here just smashed that piece and called it a cockroach. Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Let me. Nice piece, man. Hey, man. Okay. Rainbows burst forth every time you touch my. Not a damn or two trucks given. As I try to catch my breath, I let out a sound effect that is stuck in my neck, reaching like, let me hold your, I need water, and you giving the powder, let me hold your, to the light night. I miss out on sound effect. I can't do this, man. This is not mine. No, right. Man. It's on me too, man. It's laying on me. Just like trying to sleep with a sloth, man. Get off me.
That was funny, bro. That was funny. Poetic, what did you think of that piece,
hey,
bro?
Some of those punchlines didn't land like they were supposed to either.
Hey, man. He got real creative with it. You know, his sound effects were inanimate objects, you know, the knocking.
Right.
You know, that was pretty creative, bro. Pretty creative.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you cheated. That's mm-hmm. cheating, bro.
All
right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, here's mine. Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. No matter how many times I relive the moments that we spent loving every single moment, every time you touch my I just want you more, darling. Let me hold your quack quack. It's been like music from the start. You're touching me from my insides. I let out a fart. Every time you touch my horn. Every time you touch my I suppose it made a sound. I can't do the horn like I want to. In peace.
No, I like that.
I mean, there you go.
I'm done.
All right.
That little sound effect.
I'm doing the sound effect now, but I couldn't get them out when I wanted to. All righty. We're going to get a little bit more serious now. This one right here. Let me see which one I'm going to give you guys. Okay. Okay, here we go. Three phrases. I'm going to give you this one. I keep changing my mind. Okay, the first phrase is, I have tasted life's exquisite nectar. I have tasted life's exquisite nectar.
The second phrase is, peanut butter is the same color as fill in the blank. Peanut butter is the same color as fill in the blank. The third phrase is, tiny little wieners and real tight car horn.
Wait. Say that again, please.
Tiny little wieners and real tight car horn. Car horn must be a sound effect for those who are tricky in their minds. The second phrase, you have to fill in the blank. Peanut butter is the same color as the first phrase was, I have tasted life's exquisite nectar. This must be the brokenheartedness. Everybody has the phrases?
Yep.
Got them.
Pick up your pens.
She does.
pens down. Put your pens down. All righty. We're going to start from the bottom this time around. We're going to start with Jess J.
I don't know how I made it to the bottom, but I'm glad I'm here. Ain't that how the rap song goes? Well, I ain't never been good at repeating lyrics. Yeah. Made it to the bottom, now I'm glad that I'm here. All right, here we go. I was blind, but now I see again with my pen. I tasted life's exquisite nectar, cussing out my dash hound, tiny little wieners and a real tight car horn. And just like that, my best friend's gone. That was a long walk home with my friend alone, still warm and twitching, life's ebbing and dripping. Peanut butter's the same color as shit.
All right, that's your pen?
That's the pen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Miss Pearly, what did you think of that?
Oh, I like it. You know, but the same color.
It's my dog.
Okay. I get it. I don't recall hearing a sound effect, but okay.
It was my dog.
Your dog? Did you go woof woof or something? Because I don't hear no sound effect. But
you heartless, man. Yeah, no sound effects. I forgot it.
I liked it. Excuse me one second, boy. For real. I didn't
yes.
get the last line, man. I was asking what was the last line, but I was on mute so you couldn't hear me.
Yes, you were,
the
because nobody answered. That's going to be a 2-point deduction.
You can't deduct if I... You know what? All right.
I asked if anybody was ready. I always ask after I give the phrases. Now, I'm going to give you the phrase, the third phrase, and I'm going to give you a snippet. I'm going to play a snippet. Tiny little wieners and real tight car horn.
Oh, I did get it. I thought you said something else after that. Okay, I got it.
All right, I'm going to have to give you a 3-point deduction for making me go into that. All right. That's 6 points right there. All right. Lady A.
Yes.
You're up.
I'm ready.
You're up. I think you were still writing. Do you guys think she was cheating?
No. I was done on well before the time.
I would have been.
Okay, let's see what it's okay. All right. Let's see what Miss Lady A has. The mic is
all
yours.
All right. I have tasted life's exquisite nectar. Your lips on mine, sweet nectar. Short-lived, fleeting. Never before or since have I sipped that same nectar of love. I remain waiting for you on heaven's stairway. Peanut butter is the same color as baby poop. Gladly would I change your diapers again to be your world loving you, my three chickadees. Tiny little wieners. And real tight in the rumble of life.
Okay. You know what?
What?
You know, I'm going to get, were you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I was going to say, I'm going to have to give you 2 points extra for that last car horn. I really liked the car horn.
Well, I'm not very good at sound effects, but I wanted to do the old-fashioned kind. So.
Yeah, I liked it. I gave you 2 points.
Well,
that's a good thing. When I give points,
yeah.
That's a good thing. I give you that for creativity. And it was kind of funny in there. You said some crazy shit. It was funny. Poetic, what did you think of that?
Hey, man, I thought that was really good. I really thought that was good. Baby poop? Okay.
Yeah.
That was, that That was good.
It's always
crazy.
Poop. Why is it ending up looking? Y'all don't know nothing
that's
else that's
saying.
The same color as peanut butter?
I know. Does it have to look like?
Y'all don't know nothing else that's the same color as peanut butter. But anyway, I'm just saying. I want to see
cashmere.
The psyche of you people. Cashmere. Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
So, Miss Pearly, you're up.
Okay. All right. He intrigued me. He touched my mind, so I fell hard. And I have tasted life's exquisite nectar. Peanut butter is the same color as its beautiful skin. Among other things, he loves tiny wieners and real tight.
Wait a minute, hold on. Were you finished?
Yeah,
did you say he loves tiny little wieners?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I just said just that. Oh, okay. I'm just asking. All righty then. Okay, that was Just Jay. What did you think of that?
I think she snuck some pagan in there.
Yeah.
Some begging in there.
Some begging? Oh, no. Pagan. No, you said, did you say pagan?
Yeah, P-E-G-G.
No, not in this lifetime. Nah.
Who said I was pagan? Mm. Wait a minute.
It was an impromptu poem.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not.
I said something that I would never have said. It was, and it didn't come out right. When I wrote it, it was in the right spot and everything. And I went ahead and said something. I was like, nope, that don't even sound like me.
You won't even hear me say nothing like that in my daily conversation.
I don't even understand what the word is. Okay, so poetic.
Look it up.
Pegging. Oh, pegging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all nasty. Y'all some nasty kids over here. Stop using words I don't know right up front. All right. Poetic. Wait a minute. Okay. All right. Yeah, poetic. The mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. I have tasted life's exquisite nectar, but I remained at the altar because I was stood up and now I weep. She left for tiny little wieners in a real tight beep. But I swear, peanut butter is the same color as honey on toast. That is how blind I was for love, a love the devil bought from above, making my life miserable with an abundance of pain, heartache driving me insane, all because I met her, the one who would tear out my love languages, her. Just when I thought I could trust, she vanished in the dust. And that's that piece.
Okay, Miss Pearly. What do you
nice.
Think on that?
That was nice. That was so nice. Wow. Heartbreaking, but it's not. Very creative. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you didn't use the word shit or poop or anything like that when it came down to the color.
Oh, shit. That's messed up. Okay, all right. I ain't gonna say nothing about that. All righty then. Well, I guess it's up to me.
Your turn, bro.
My piece is not long at all, y'all. It's a haiku. All right. Hey, no, let me just say, I liked it, that Van. I liked the word usage that you used. I was surprised that you didn't use shit, like some people did. So anyway, here's my piece. I have tasted life's exquisite nectar, sweet, succulent, tastes good for a minute, yet it grew finished. It's soured and once milky. What the fuck? Sandwiched between love and hate, separation was our fate. Peanut butter is the same color as puppy shit. Tiny wieners and tight beep, 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 ruined it. Tiny Wiener's entire beep beep ruined it. In peace. Okay. Yeah, because I had a part of me. I was like, what the fuck is that? I had a day. I had a just day moment.
Hey, you on bias though, man. You got on everybody case about using shit, and then you use shit.
I know. I knew it was a done deal, so I just set it up like that. I couldn't think. I wasn't, you know, but this is what I'm talking about. I like hearing from other people's creativity because I couldn't think of nothing, or I don't think I wanted to think of nothing else. I wanted to be heartache, but I couldn't get deep into it because the song fucked me up.
Yeah, the music was on point tonight, and it kind of had me really distracted.
Me too, and it hasn't been like that before, and it really did distract me. I wanted to find something plain, but let's see if we can get this last one in, guys. Okay,
like,
yes.
Like three? You feeling yourself? You feeling it?
Yeah, man, we going in. We got time.
That's what I'm talking about. Sheesh.
I think you guys will love this one. No sound effects or none of those things. We're going all the way in. Okay. The first phrase is, first of all, I want a nice song. Oh, I got one. It's one of Van numbers here. The first phrase is, let us shake the earth.
Shape
let
with
us.
A P or shake with a K?
Shake with a K.
Shake.
All the right. earth.
Thank you, Danielle, because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I want to see trees sway. I want to see trees sway. Okay. Move me. I'm a mountain. Move me. I'm a mountain. Pick up your pens.
Silence. You're almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's just to entice a curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradiction. And if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. And you're the distance and I'll be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of. You're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes are lighting. Ooh, I can't help but stare at you. So soft your lips, the wind blows in my hair. Yeah, come closer, let me whisper in your ear. 'Cause what will be, will be. You give to me, you will see, yeah, yeah. Don't touch the sand, don't be your water.
y'all ready? Yeah. All righty then. Where are we going to start at?
There's a chicken somewhere loose in the room.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Let's start from the top. Poetic, the mic is yours.
I found my calling from birth. Let us shake the earth. I want to see trees sway from our ocean's rhythms this day. Can you move me? I'm a mountain. Give me a reason to become unearthed and sustain a level of persistence in the desert where we eliminate hurt, control the narrative that says I'm hurt in my skin where I live. As the snow falls and passes through the cracks in the foundation, there is some simple penetration, losing no value because it's a diamond. Where I'm from is like heaven on earth. Where's your worth? Right here in the cadence of life's pleasures with radiance. That's the piece.
Okay, poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go to Miss Pearlie.
Come with me and let us shake the earth. I want to see trees sway and feel rain on my skin as we share the sweetest kisses. Move me, I am a mountain of love waiting on you to climb. Take my hand and let us shake the earth while gentle breezes whisper calm and give me peace. That's it, peace.
Oh, that was succulent. That was succulent. Lady A.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It is the dawning of a new era, a second chance. We are a melting pot of humanity. Let us shake the earth. Let this land's forests and jungles grow anew. I want to see the trees sway, the oceans teeming with all creatures for us, for our sustenance and joy. In unison, let's raise our voices. Move me. I am a mountain, standing fast, feet planted firmly for our new tomorrow. End poem.
That was saucy, very beautiful. Just Jay.
I know that you are small, my love. Please move me. I am a mountain. And every day is like the last day. I want change. I want to see the trees sway. Whittle away my baggage and retrieve your treasure. Of my love unparalleled, as I sing out and herald the arrival of beauty in the flesh. Take on this quest and let us shake the earth. Boom.
Okay. That was saucy. And here I go. I'm feeling volcanic. Lava flows from a place in me that I've been holding in. And with you, my love, I'm ready to begin. Let us shake the earth. I want to quake. Fill your emptiness with a hole out of my face. Let's escape. I want to see trees sway and pools turn to lakes. Move me. I'm a mountain. I want to be your water fountain, your natural disaster. So let us shake the earth each day today. And that was that piece.
Okay, bro.
All right.
Sappy news or sappy? Sappy news.
Yeah.
I think the last two pieces warmed us up for that last piece there, for real.
I think so, too. I wanted to get further into that one, but, man, I wanted the song to be longer, personally, myself.
Yeah, you choose the music. Yeah. You do know this, don't you?
I choose it, but I don't have much time to choose. I just pick the first thing I see. Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm not even in my playlist. You don't know. I'm going through problems over here. Let me go to Lady A. So, Lady A, this was your first time. You couldn't wait to get in on this. How did you feel about when you finally got to do this? How do you feel about
well,
it?
Well, once I knew what I was doing, I really did like it very much. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was funny. And I have to say that I liked the last one the best. And
yes.
That was great. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thank
and
you.
I'm really glad I got to enjoy it finally.
Well, thank you for participating. You had it right. Those other ones in the beginning was a lead up to this one. I like giving us something real serious at the end. Poetic, what's your thoughts, man?
Oh, man, this is beautiful, man. Those first two was crazy. I enjoyed this last one. Those phrases, bro. First two was crazy. Typical for real. Typical for real, the poet, man. Typical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was waiting on David DeMott to get up in here, but he chickened out. Y'all remember, y'all give it to him when y'all see him.
Yeah, he now, definitely chickened out.
La Perla Negra, your thoughts?
Yes, I agree with everybody else. The first two were crazy, but this last one, I love the phrases that you gave. I love, you know, I'm a big old love bug, so I like writing about stuff like this. And it's actually easier to come up with something, that's why I got hopeless romantic like me. But I love these. Pick Up Your Pen is like my favorite now, even though I was horrified of it in the beginning.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I enjoyed getting everybody's creativity. Ideas, hearing them and adding them to my own, really, because certain things you don't think about. Just like when everybody gave what color peanut butter was familiar to them, I didn't think to add something smooth and silky. I don't know where my mind was at, but I'm multitasking. I have a excuse. How about that? But I like all that, just talking about all those things, and it was fun. But like again, I like to have something real serious at the end. We're gonna do this again, and I got some more stuff for y'all ahead. I think, and especially that last, everybody's last piece was awesome, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish we had more time to divulge into them. But I really liked everybody's last piece. Don't forget, if you write something on social media, tag each other to that. You guys remember who was here. Tag us all to them so we can see and get a taste of that. And then we'll talk about the experience from the writer, writing in public, so to speak. We're going to call that writing in public.
Yeah.
Okay. And y'all tag, make sure you tag, like I said, tag each other to that. And I want to thank everybody for stopping past. I really had a good time because I really wasn't in the space of mind. I don't know where I was at in the beginning of the program, but I'm glad you guys came through. Y'all made it fun. I feel good. I feel at rest. I feel peaceful. I feel like I'm going to have a good night's sleep. And I feel good about myself. Okay? And I'm glad that I spent this night with you guys. You know what I'm saying? My brother Poetic, any final words, man?
Join us tomorrow night for War Council with your host, Mojave. We'll see you then.
All right. So one and love, everybody. Miss Pearly, love you, darling. My brother Van.
Love you guys.
Amen. As always, Jess J and Lady A. Baby.
Hey, bro.
Baby. One love. Take your
one love, one mic, y'all.
Next Monday. One love, one mic, y'all.
Looking for your sound in someone else's house, but no one sings the same. I look for peace of mind in someone else's eyes. Guess love is really blinding me, and I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I try.
tried, I tried. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for anyone. Remembering the times when you and I would hide, no one else would find that funny, and only you would know I'm better with you and it shows, because the way you loved me. And I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I tried, I tried. I wish I could tell.